Rams cornerback Jalen Ramsey is more than a star. He's a franchise maker. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And today's pod is brought to you by Blue Nile, right? Blue Nile, make your moments sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners are going to get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use that code Locked On at checkout. My name is Travis Rogers. Not only am I your host for Locked On Rams, but I am also the host of the Rams pre and post game show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles. Thanks for making us a part of what you do. While you're doing it right now, click that subscribe button on your podcast feed. Click that subscribe button on our Locked On Rams YouTube channel as well, so you can see all the stuff that we are talking about right here on Locked On Rams. We've got a good one for you today. I want to talk about where the Rams are as far as their salary cap goes for the future. It's bad, but maybe not quite as bad as you think. And does it even matter at all? We'll get into that before too long. Plus, Cooper Kupp told a great story about a play that they ran in the Super Bowl that didn't work at all during practice leading up to the week. I want to get into that before too long. But let's start right here. Let's start with Jalen Ramsey. Of all of the star players on this squad, and there are many, right? Matthew Stafford, star. Cooper Kupp, star. Aaron Donald, forget about it. Last year, Von Miller, right? Forget about it. Sean McVay might be the best known coach in the NFL that's not named Bill Belichick. Odell Beckham Jr., just star, right? Jalen Ramsey is one of those stars as well. Jalen Ramsey is one of those guys that is not only a great football player, but he is a guy that is known throughout the league. He's a multiple-time first-team All-NFL player, first-day All-Pro. He's one of those guys. We didn't talk about him as much. And I think part of it is guys really don't go at him a whole lot. And when you get to that level at that position, guys just, you know, the only time we talk about you is when there's a mistake. You know, he got beat by Mike Evans in the divisional round. I mean, it happens, right? But we don't spend as much time talking about Jalen Ramsey as we probably should, considering the impact he's having on that organization. I want to talk about three separate things that have happened with him involved in the last month or so, and just kind of dive into why these are the sorts of players you want. Again, Jalen Ramsey is another guy that was drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars who played really well there, but he was on a bad team. And I don't know if everybody appreciated how good he was and appreciates how much he brings to your organization other than taking the best player off the field for the other team, right? You throw a top wide receiver at him, you put Jalen Ramsey on him, and, well, that guy's done for the day. We've seen that. Go ask DeAndre Hopkins about that. Let's start with this. There was a National Selfie Day the other day, and Jalen Ramsey took a picture of himself with his daughters, and you could see in the picture that his arm was in a sling. And questions were, okay, what's going on with Jalen's shoulder or his arm or whatever it is? Turns out he had shoulder surgery, and it turns out that he played basically most of the year last year with two shoulder injuries, both shoulders, and an AC joint sprain, which according to the reports can be incredibly painful. Now, I don't think that there's any question that football players are tough. I don't think that there's any question that they will push through pain. I don't think there's any question that they are not like most other athletes. That they're the expectations of playing with pain are part of the gig. But when it's your best player or one of your best players, and it is a guy who could take some time, right? If Jalen Ramsey says, hey, look, I need a week or two or whatever it is to get right, no one's going to think any less of him. No one's going to look around. But everyone in that locker room sees a guy like that play with pain, play well with pain, not just go out there and grit your teeth and slug through it. it sends a message throughout the entire locker room that this is what we're about. We don't miss games. We don't complain about injuries. If you can play, you play. And not only play, play well. And if Jalen Ramsey's doing that, if Aaron Donald is doing that, if Kupp and Stafford are doing that, what sort of chance does anybody else have to be a baby, to complain, to not be tough, to not go out there and do it? So you have your best player setting the best example. It's incredibly valuable, and Jalen gets credit, should get credit for that. There's a story out recently about how Dakobe Durant, one of the players that the Rams drafted in the most recent draft, the 2022 draft, talking about how Jalen Ramsey has taken him under his wing and taught him NFL football, how to get ready, how to prepare, all of these things. He doesn't have to do that. How many times have you heard stories about, and I'm blanking on it. You know, Brett Favre is the famous one. When Aaron Rodgers came to the Packers a million years ago, and he said, look, I'm not here to mentor him. I'm not here to help him get ready. I'm here to do my job, and it's up to him to do his job. Jalen Ramsey doesn't look at it like that. He looks at it like, I can help this guy get ready to help us win some football games. I'm comfortable enough in where I am in my career. I don't have to worry about pleasing anybody else or worrying about somebody taking my job. I'm going to do what's best for the team. If the best player at his position, one of the best players on the team, is willing to be a team guy and be a mentor and be somebody that brings other people along with him, how's anybody else supposed to be a jackass? How's anybody else supposed to just be singular, insulated, and selfish? Can't. Not if the best players on the team are doing it. So he gets all sort of credit for not only being a tough guy, but being a tough guy that's willing to take rookies, guys that could look. Here, I'm going to explain the NFL to you in a nutshell. You have that job right up until somebody who can do the job nearly as well as you, not as well, but nearly as well as you for less money, then you're gone, right? That's the NFL. The second they have a guy that can do what you do, 80% of it, 90% of it, at 40% of the price, bye. Even Jalen Ramsey, if they get somebody that's 80%, 85% as good as Jalen Ramsey, and somebody's making less than half of his money, maybe 10% of his money, 20% of his money, bye. And he realizes that he knows that. And all of a sudden, he's helping guys anyway. That's how you build an organization. That's how you know you've got a guy that's not just a great football player, but a guy that you want in your building taking care of things. And then the last part is something that DK Metcalf said not that long ago, where he's talking about, of all the players that he goes up against, the guy that just kind of really gives him the most difficult time, Jalen Ramsey. So, tough, team-oriented, and oh, by the way, can take your best player and erase him. That's how you build organizations. That's how you go from, hey, we got some good players, but it doesn't seem to look. Jacksonville had a lot of good. They had Allen Robinson, who's on the Super Bowl defending Rams. They had Jalen Ramsey, who's on the Super Bowl defending Rams. They had Dante Fowler a few years ago, who's on Jacksonville, and played really well for the Rams. And then he went back to Atlanta. The point being, organizations matter. The right guys matter. If the whole thing isn't coming together, what do you have? I don't know. What the Rams have is a star player who not only plays like one, but acts like one as well. Okay, coming up next, I want to talk about a play in the Super Bowl that Cooper Kupp was describing that probably shouldn't have worked, and it might have won him the goal game. Whole darn thing. Super Bowl 56 champions. That's coming up next. But first, let's talk about our friends at Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number, makes, models. If you look at the freeway when you're driving around, how many different manufacturers are there? How many different parts are there? Now you got to find a part to fix that car. Some guy tapping away at the thing and then one of those chains. That's no good. That's no good. Here's how you do it. rockauto.com. It is that easy. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. And I'm not just talking a couple of pennies and dimes here. I'm talking 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chainsaw or car dealership. $353 a Honda Odyssey full fuel pump, $216 at Rock Auto. That's $140. That's not nothing, right? Go check it out for yourself. They have every part for your car, for your truck, motor oil, tail lamps, carpet, you name it, it's there at Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, and don't forget to write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you over there. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. One live NBA draft show? Not enough for Locked On. The entire NBA channel is going live on NBA Draft Night, which is tonight. So if you have a favorite NBA team, make sure you subscribe now to their Locked On YouTube channel so you can get notified when they go live on NBA Draft Night. Me, be watching the Cam Bros on Locked On Lakers. All right, little flashback to Super Bowl 56 right here. They win, so we know you can. It's more interesting than it is terrifying at this point, but you know, we remember Aaron Donald getting the pressure on the last two plays of the game. We remember that goal line play, the fade to Cooper Kupp to put them ahead. We remember him getting smoked in the back of the end zone. We know the no-look pass, all of these things that led ultimately to them winning the Super Bowl. One of the plays, to hear Cooper Kupp tell it, that was perhaps one of the more dicey decisions that they made. Let's go back to a fourth down play, fourth and one. The Rams are on their own 30-yard line, 5 minutes left in the game. You might not even remember this. Until I read this, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I remember that. Fourth and one. They got to go for it. If, you know, you punt it away, who knows if you get it back. Got to go. They call the jet sweep to Cooper Kupp. He gets 7 yards. He gets the first down. The game keeps going. They ultimately end up scoring on that drive, and they are Super Bowl champion. It's a 7-yard pickup. Everything feels pretty good about it. Cooper Kupp was telling this story. And I'm not going to read the whole quote because it's long, but it basically goes like this. They ran it in practice leading up to the game over and over again, and they couldn't get it right, right? It's a play that caused a lot of consternation, as Sean would say, because there was a lot of moving parts going on. It's figuring out the snap counts. You're on the silent. The stadium is loud, trying to figure out how you're going to time this whole thing up. This is Cooper Kupp talking. He goes on to say, we fumbled it once or twice during the week where we just weren't getting the snap to handoff situation. We were having some issues with it. Going into it, Matthew and I talked. We came to Sean at the end of the week and we're like, hey, I know you want to call this play. We figured it out. We can get it done. Then we didn't actually even run it again until that moment where we ran it on fourth down. Okay. I'm going to take it out of Cooper Kupp speak and just kind of explain it in a way that makes the most sense to me. They were running a play during the week in practice, getting ready for the Super Bowl. Okay, not week four against Jacksonville or whatever. Super Bowl. They're running it over and over again. Can't get it right. Fumbling it. They can't get the timing. You know, it's the Jets. It's that one where he's coming along. The ball is snap, handed to him, gone. He's down. It's around the corner, and you hope to pick up a couple yards in a first down. They're playing. It's a play they run a handful of times during the season. Can't get the timing right. The two guys, Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford, involved, they go and they work on it. And they talk about it. And they, okay, I think we got it. They go back to Sean McVay and say, hey, listen, you know that play, the jet sweep? It wasn't working. We got to figure it out. We found out a way to make this thing run. And Sean McVay goes, okay, cool. They don't run it again. They don't practice it again. Say, hey, let me see what you guys have figured out. Let's run it and see what it looks like. Okay, cool. Don't run it again. Go into the Super Bowl. Fourth down late in the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl on a play that hasn't worked in practice. And you call it and it works. That is both insane and awesome, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but if I have something that has not worked for me all week, I don't think that's the thing I go to in the moment where I have to have something. Have to have it. You don't get it, game over. You lose Super Bowl. Joe Burrow is a Super Bowl champion. Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald are thinking, we got this close to it. And we didn't get it done because we couldn't pick up fourth and one. That's the play you go with? And after the shock of the whole idea kind of wore off on me, you start to think about how in the world do you have the stomach to call that play at that point. And it's just as simple as this. You got to trust your guys. And coaches talk about, oh, I trust my players to make plays in important parts. And I trust this guy and I trust that guy. And if they tell me, I believe, okay, cool. I believe that Bill Belichick trusted Tom Brady. I believe that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid have a level of trust, right? There are certain guys say, hey, look, I can do it. Then you go, okay, go do it. But this is the Super Bowl. And I think it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Jalen Ramsey a few minutes ago, that you have to have this incredible organizational support and understanding and trust to my best players are telling me they can do it. I'm going to do. You don't think that those guys are going to be that much more honest, that much more forthcoming with him? Because if we say we can do it, you damn well better be able to do it. Because if you say, oh, I can do it, and he calls it and it blows up, what is he? The next time you come and say, oh, I can do it, you guys told me that before, and now I've lost two Super Bowls, right? It has to work. The trust has to be there. And when it is, you are dangerous. Dangerous, because now we're all on the same page. Now we kind of understand each other. Now there's honest and open communication, which kind of changes everything, right? It's not one of those, yeah, coach, I think I can do it. It's, no, man, this is going to work. We figured it out. We got it. And McVay's not there. Oh, no, I trust you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no chance in hell. We're not doing that. That's, you guys are telling me you can do it? All right. I'm going to back pocket that thing. I'm going to run it 4th and 1 with 5 minutes to go in the Super Bowl. Bananas. Just absolutely bananas. And I love it. I love it. I can't wait for the next season. I cannot wait for the season to get here. It should be absolutely amazing. And it cannot get here fast enough. Okay, so that's for this season that I'm excited for. What about a few years down the road and where the Rams are in the salary cap? It's bad, but maybe not as bad as you think. That's coming up next. All right, so let's talk about Built Bars, right? You've heard me talk about the mud pie ones that my kids went bananas for. I went bananas for. Just absolutely delicious. You've heard me talk about this before when we're talking about Built Bars, that my personal favorite ones were the coconut almond ones, right? I'm a coconut guy. Mud pie was the one that was the biggest hit in the house. What if I told you there was a coconut brownie chunk puff, right? All of the things, right? So now we're talking about coconut, chocolate, chunk, puff. Get out of here. Stop drooling and check this out. It's all the good stuff. It's all the stuff that you wanted. It's all the things that are good choices that make you feel about making good choices with your snacking and your food. Only it's delicious coconut, rich, sweet brownie, creamy marshmallow. Stop fantasizing. Can't even talk about it. I'm so excited. And get to Built.com to order your box of coconut brownie chunk Built Puffs right now. And here's how you do it. Go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and you're going to get 15% off of your order, I should say. Use the promo code LOCKED15 at Built.com and find out for yourself what a coconut brownie chunk puff is all about. You'll be happy, I promise. Okay, so let's talk about where the Rams are in salary cap land, right? It is my number one question. I'm not a math guy. I am not a finance guy. I do not understand the basics of how you, amortization, right? You stretch something out, you pay, right? It's all peanut mom and dad to me. Here's what I know. There is a salary cap in the NFL. There are teams that say you cannot, you know, go over the cap or you're going to pay penalties. The Rams seem to have found a way to kind of hack this whole thing. I'm not going to get into the numbers of it all because I don't think that's particularly interesting. What I will say is Pro Football Focus, which does a great job, has 5 different categories that kind of figure out where you are salary cap wise for the future. The Rams are 27th out of 32. It's not good. I'll be honest. I thought they would be 32nd just because when you pay Bobby Wagner, Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, presumably Odell Beckham at some point, Allen Robinson, right? You got not only good players, you got expensive good players. They don't have any first round draft, all of this stuff, which leads me to this question. A, do you care? Because as long as they can keep doing this and keep kicking the can down the road, what's the harm in it all? Okay, that's number one. Number two is this question. Let's say that the idea of the cap and the way that the Rams have managed it has a downside. There may be. No one has really explained to me what it might be other than, oh, hey, you're going to have cap problems. Okay, when, why, who, how? Like, what day? If I can just keep restructuring and pushing, do I ever have a cap problem? But let's just, for the sake of this conversation, say that you will at some point. Was it worth it? Was this current run that they're on, and we'll see what happens this upcoming season. I think, you know, if we're being perfectly objective and not optimistic because we're fans of the team. If you're being perfectly objective, the Rams are one of the best teams in football. Doesn't mean that they're going to win the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean that they can't get beat in the first round of the playoffs, but something really weird would have to happen for them not to make the playoffs, right? You'd have to have, and I'm knocking on wood, you'd have to have a very significant injury at a very significant position, or a bunch of injuries at some maybe less significant spots, but a lot of them, okay? Possible, but unlikely. So, been to the Super Bowl twice in 5 years, punched your ticket once. The odds of going back to the Super Bowl this year, or excuse me, the playoffs, are better than 50-50, right? So you're talking about a six-year window, putting this season in, where you're going to go to the playoffs five times, go to at least two Super Bowls, win at least one Super Bowl, have gotten to watch the greatest defensive player of his era, maybe of all time, gotten to see a high-level quarterback play from a guy that's a borderline Hall of Famer in Matthew Stafford. You've got to see the development of the best wide receiver in football for my money. You got to see stars like Jalen Ramsey and Odell Beckham Jr. play. And if the bill is, hey, listen, you're going to have a couple of years where it gets pretty lean. You can't pay people. Aaron Donald's old. Matthew Stafford's old. Cooper Kupp is not what he used to be. And we still, you got a bad year or two? Okay. I mean, I don't want to have a bad year or two, but if the window is 5 or 6 or 8 or however long this window is open, and you're in the playoffs more or less every season, already been to two Super Bowls, won one, might be more than that. Isn't that worth it? Isn't that what we're asking for? Be in it a lot. I don't know if anybody can say be in it every year. Patriots, maybe. Maybe you got a situation where you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, where you're not in the Super Bowl every year. I got a chance to go to the Super Bowl every year. Green Bay Packers kind of have figured out a formula for that where, you know, maybe they're not the favorite every year, but they're in it every year. Maybe the Rams are there. It seems I need somebody to show me where. Here's where they went crazy on the cap and it blew up and they had 10 years of terrible football. Somebody give me that one. Because this, the way that this is playing out, I'm here for it. I am 100% here for it. Okay, we're going to see you next week on Locked On Rams. Thank you for making this your first choice every single day. We got you covered on all things Rams. But for your second listen, check out the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keeping fans dialed in with the biggest stories and latest news from around the league, because an offseason does not equal a break in the action. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.